Hi, and welcome to B1 Meditations. I am Imbrulik, co-founder of the B1 Life. I am so happy that you are with me today, and I pray that you will be blessed by just what the Lord has to offer to us through His Word. So as we come into this prayer time, this meditation time, this time to dig into God's Word and what it has for us, I want you to start by just being. Realize for a moment that you are a human being, not a human doing. Just stop doing for 1 second and just sit in the Lord's presence to see what He has for you. In this season of Advent, this season of waiting for the arrival of Jesus on earth, it's just a time that we as Christians can take to reflect. Every day is an opportunity to take to reflect on what God has done for us and where He is taking us. So during the month of December with the B1 Life, we're going to be focusing on peace. Our word, our theme for the month is peace. And today's passage comes from Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. But before we get started with our meditation, just bring yourself into a comfortable position. For you, that may be an easy seated position. It may be laying down in a final resting pose. It may even mean laying in legs up the wall pose. Whatever makes you feel the most comfortable, that allows you to be the most present for the Lord, go ahead and do that right now. And as we sit, I want you to begin to feel the ground underneath you. Feel the chair that is supporting your body. And allow yourself to just sink into it. Go ahead and start to notice your breathing. And we're going to use our breath in this meditation. And whenever your mind starts to wander off, whenever you start to think about your grocery list or your Christmas list or your long to-do list, come back to your breath. The breath will do two things for us. It will bring us back into the present moment. And it will allow us to come into step with the Holy Spirit. So go ahead and place your hands on your belly. And allow your breath to come in through your nose. Feel your belly as it rises. And then slowly allow that air to escape through your nose. Let's do that again. Inhale through your nose, nice and slow, warming the air, allowing the belly to rise. And exhale out through your nose. Oh, Abba God, we love you so much. I thank you for this time to meditate on your word with my friends. I thank you for the power that your word holds. I thank you for the love that you demonstrate for us each day. I thank you for allowing your Son to come and walk this earth, to be crucified for us and to be raised again so that we may approach your throne of grace, so that we could be blameless and righteous, not because of what we have done, but because of what He has done. I pray that as we focus on your word today, as we take this time, as we make this time for you, that you would just remove any obstacles that we have to hearing your voice. Allow your spirit to speak through your word. Open our hearts and open our minds. We love you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, as I read this, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, this first time, just watch out for any words that strike you. What words do you notice? Do they feel good to you? Do they cut you to the heart? Do they make you think? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Allow those words to sink in. If your mind has wandered at all, let's come back to your breath. So let's go ahead and take a deep inhale in through your nose. And exhale. What words did you notice? What words or phrases stuck out to you? Now I'm going to go ahead and read this for a second time. The second time, notice what might be the underlying meaning behind the words. Is there a message God is wanting you to know from this passage? Sink deeper. Allow the word of God to penetrate your heart. Allow it to roll around in your mind. Allow it to seep into your entire being. And notice what message God might have for you. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So again, go a little deeper into those words. What does that phrase mean to you? What emotional chord is it striking within you? And don't worry if your mind wandered off. Just take a deep inhale in and exhale and bring yourself back into this present moment with God. So as we come upon our final reading, I'm going to ask you to look for the invitation. Often through the scriptures, God is inviting us into a life that is deeper and richer and more meaningful than we would ever be able to live without Him. So what is God inviting you into through this passage? What is he pointing you towards? What is he offering you? And at the same time, what can you offer to God? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So what's the invitation for you, friend? What is our Abba God inviting you into? What can you offer Him? What can you leave at His feet? So I'm going to go ahead and close out our meditation with a prayer. As I begin to pray, go ahead and bring some awareness back to your body. Begin to bring your breathing back to normal. Start to wiggle your fingers. Begin to wiggle your toes. Bring some of your awareness back to the room. Oh, Abba God, thank you for this time to just really dig into your word, to be present for you, God, to allow your word to work on our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and our bodies as we become one integrated being that worships you wholeheartedly. We love you, God, and we love your word, and we love the opportunity that your word presents to get to know you better. We pray that we accept the invitation that you offered us through this word. We pray that we set our hearts and minds on you as we continue on throughout our day. We thank you most of all for Jesus. It's in His name that we pray. Amen. So thanks, friends. Thanks for spending this time with me on the B1 Meditation podcast. I can't wait to dig into God's word with you again soon. Have a great day. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.